This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. San Luis Obispo County business owners are reacting to the possibility of another stay-at-home order. While some are once again adjusting, others are fighting back. KCBX's Angel Russell reports.
Among the businesses that'll be the hardest hit by California's new stay-at-home order are restaurants, which will once again have to close outdoor dining and only be allowed to offer takeout.
Well, I kind of saw the writing on the wall, honestly, with all the cases going up in our area.
Brett Collins owns the Sidewalk Cafe in Arroyo Grande. He says he was preparing for another lockdown.
We have our online ordering system set up so people can go online to our website and order directly to either have their order picked up in the cafe or curbside.
Brian Appiano of Ribline in Grover Beach is also upping his takeout presence and offering free delivery for people in the five cities. He encourages people to call restaurants directly instead of ordering through apps such as DoorDash and Uber Eats.
Those companies charge anywhere from 20 to 30% of the revenues. I mean, it's great to have the business, but in the long run, it really doesn't help business because our profit margins are so thin.
But other businesses say the restrictions will cause too many small businesses to close for good. John Kabatek with the National Federation of Independent Business says small retail establishments should be able to fully reopen with safety guidelines in place.
We recognize 20% is better than 0% when it comes to customers walking through the door. But we really need to see that 80% coming through, especially as the holiday season is upon us.
Small business owner out of Lompoc, Rich Smith, agrees that businesses could stay open safely. He started a Facebook group called Boycott COVID Lockdowns and Closures in reaction to the potential shutdown, and now has 100 plus members and is growing.
I want small businesses everywhere to band together and say, no, we're not going to close. We're going to be safe. We're going to do the same thing that's allowed at Walmart and Costco and Home Depot, but we're not closing because our livelihoods are at stake.
For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell.